Welcome, friends. Welcome, enemies. Welcome, lovers. And a special welcome to all the haters. It's time for the comic book haters. And instead of hating on comic books this time, we're taking a look at some comic strips. How's that for a crazy twist?
Alright, here are the comic book haters, sponsored by beer, and tonight, fueled by Applejack.
Yeah, Applejack.
Okay, so my name is DJ Slufus. I got a license to rhyme.
I'm Schooly G. I don't have a license to rhyme, so I can't say anything.
Okay. And I'm Umbrella Man, and I'm revoking your license.
Fuck. Okay, so that's a... You know what, man? That's a pretty big fucking shot. Isn't it?
Do you want to switch? Drink
yeah,
up?
I wouldn't mind switching. Right. That one looks smaller to me.
I think it is.
Is it? Okay, so yeah, we're starting the night off with a little bit of Laird's Applejack,
mm-hmm.
a smooth blend. It's been a while since I had a little Applejack.
It is. It's also a local favorite.
Yes, definitely. What are we drinking to?
I got nothing to drink to.
I'm gonna raise a glass to all comic book podcasters.
I'm definitely not raising that. You know what? I'm putting it down until we think of something better.
All right.
How about Cappy's not here.
How about all comic book podcasters except the Comic Geek Speak?
No, that's so fucked up. Don't get into that.
Why?
Why do you want to hate on them?
I'm not hating on them, but I will not raise a drink to them.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, you're not saying anything mean at all.
No, I am definitely not.
Not raising a drink.
Exactly.
Because you want your drink to be something that means personal, something to you.
Or in some sort of celebratory, you know,
Some random topic, like another comic podcast.
Well, that's not it. But
how about the Saturday night?
Saturday night in America?
That's true. America, yeah.
You want a drink to that?
Might as well.
Okay.
All right.
Saturday night in America.
Gentlemen.
Okay, here we go. Oh! All right, that tastes pretty good.
Yeah, see? Not too
okay.
Bad.
Woo!
So what's the topic here, gentlemen?
Mm. We're looking at
a classic,
God,
I guess, right?
Well, I guess you'd have to.
So Sluka says. You right there?
Hold on, he might take him a few minutes. Hold on.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say this was a classic.
Okay, but it's an oldie.
This was owned by Al Donahue.
This is a classic.
So Al Donahue, if you're listening, or if anybody knows Al Donahue, used to own this book.
Yeah, that's true.
Give
Al Donahue.
Bill's brother, maybe?
Yeah, it could be. Give us a call.
Al Donahue, probably of the... Pennsylvania, New Jersey area, somewhere in that ballpark.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a ring there, Al Donahue. Now, I picked this up at a local used bookstore out in the sticks a couple years ago, and this is Bringing Up Father by George McManus. This is a hardcover collection of some of McManus's strips, the long-running Bringing Up Father comic strip.
How long-running, by the way?
I think it lasted until the 60s, 50s? At least the 50s. Yeah, because I think he worked
something
on it until
this
the
shitty looking
wow.
made it.
I'll tell
long,
you what, huh? It may have made it until the 70s. It probably tells you in here.
Pretty long run.
That Applejack tastes like medicine, by the way.
It didn't taste that bad, did it?
No, it tastes like medicine.
Okay, he died in 1954, and
so couldn't have gone all that much further.
Well, I think somebody took over for him, but
he was
I don't
a ghostwriter.
Yeah, literally.
Well, yeah, but anyway, this is a great comic strip, and I know I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I love comic strips from the 30s and 40s.
I do not.
Well, let me tell you, fellas, the basic principle. Father, right there, Jiggs. He, he's from the poor Irish section of New York City, and somehow
is he a cop?
No,
just a drunk.
He hits it. He is kind of a drunk, but he hits it big in the stock market, and
hence the spats and top hat.
Exactly, and like his wife wants to be this rising socialite and pulls him out of the old neighborhood, and the various escapades revolve around his social inadequacies and also him trying to get back to have some corned beef cabbage with.
The boys,
back in the old neighborhood. So,
having a few pints.
And he's always running away from his wife and saying how ugly she is. It's very similar to Married with Children, in a way.
She is ugly.
She is pretty ugly. But he always draws hot chicks like the daughter is very hot.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Well, let's crack the
Now, some of these are really early strips, and you can tell they're from, the 20s. Like, the boxes are really thin, and it's just kind of... he started to really develop a style, once we hit the 30s.
So there, yeah. So he's like,
yeah, there's a daughter. You know, there's
that's his daughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's also exactly whenever he. It's kind of like a cross between Married with Children and The Lockhorns. You know, he's always.
Oh, God.
The classic stereotypes.
I couldn't even think of like a worse TV comic.
Wow, this really goes on a long time. So these were just running the newspaper.
Exactly. Well, well, well. What have you got there?
I brought you some jalapeno chips, your favorite.
Okay, so, Schooly, I'm getting the impression that you like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What gave you that impression?
Actually, it was more of like a forepression where I have a vision that in the future you'll like it.
Well, I'm not going to say that you're wrong about that because it hasn't happened yet. Okay. So maybe I will in the future.
Now, what can you explain? Like, what is not to like about this? I mean, it's funny. You know, he's always screaming at his wife. He's always trying to sneak out of the house and drink. And
wait, that sounds like you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why it's not funny.
Not to you.
Yeah. No, man. I don't know. It's just so. It's so hackneyed, even back then.
A little too close to the bone,
perhaps.
Yeah, it's a sharp knife that cuts from the blade of George McManus.
But, I mean, I don't know. Just the artwork sucks.
What?
That's kind of classic, though.
That's why it sucks.
He's a great artist. Look at that. I mean, that's a caricaturist of the finest caliber.
If I want a caricature of somebody, I'll go to Disney World and hit up one of those bums that does it on a...
You know, legally, you don't have to pay them. I found that out. I went down there, I got a shitload of drawings done, didn't have to pay for any of them.
Very cool. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you don't have to pay them, but you might, you know, fuck them. So, fellas, I'm not getting a strong vibe from bringing up Father.
Well, I don't really know a lot about it, but... Looks like your classic, you know.
Yeah, it looks like your classic, boring, you know, pre-war bullshit comic strip.
Wait, 1942, when did the war start?
Well,
so this is like contemporary of, like, say, like, Little Abner. Well, they ran around the same period.
Yeah, I mean, bringing up Father, like, kind of hit it big before Little Abner. Yeah, but Little Abner had a lot more... You know, impact.
But this doesn't have a schmoo in it.
No schmoo in this one.
See, I get the feeling that, and people deny this all the time, but especially stuff like this, people say, "Oh, it's great," but only because it's old.
Okay.
So it's a love for nostalgia, and you feel like you should like it.
Yeah, something like that. And I think it sucks. It's the same thing with like old movies. There are a lot of shitty old movies that are considered classics today.
Like what? School?
Yeah, give me an example.
An old movie?
Yeah, one you think
sucks. An old one that sucks.
I'll tell you a good one that I just happened to watch the other night. Gaslight. Heard all about this for a long time. Think, hey, I should watch this movie, Gaslight. What a shitty turd of.
When's the last time you really heard anything about Gaslight? In all honesty, where do you fucking hear?
I don't know. Somebody says that that's like a classic movie in the suspense thriller genre kind of thing, you know. But it's not, man. I mean, people are just... It's because it's... Old.
Well, you're right. That happens a lot. Not the case for this.
Yeah, you say that,
Father is great. First of all...
How does it end?
I never read the last one. Hmm. I mean, this isn't the whole run. You know, this is
selective.
You think
it could be interesting, though, if, like, he eventually, like, has his wife killed off, or maybe marries a young, hot wife and takes all that money...
Nah, I doubt it, because he died in 54, it said, I'm sure
probably too little risque for the times.
Yeah, definitely. He wasn't, you know, I would like to see, you know...
That's how the Lockhorn should end, or did it? I mean, he should just, like, shoot Loretta and get a hot stripper wife. Because that's what I would do.
Kill each other. Murder-suicide.
I think it'd be funnier if he killed her and the last one was him in jail.
No, him killing himself in jail. Like, getting raped by a big, burly black dude and then killing himself.
He's in jail and, like, his cellmate is some ugly bitch that looks
like...
Why
does he gotta be black?
Listen, it's a statistic that most of the people in jail are black.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's true. Now I'm not...
Dude, first you piss the Mormons off, and now you're gonna piss off, you know...
Yeah, now I'm gonna have black people yelling at me because of the shit you said.
Well, you're gonna go to hell for his sins.
Listen.
Yeah. I mean, can we clear this up?
It's
with
a
God?
Fact, okay? That is not a. That's not me making this up.
I hope you go to jail.
A majority of the jail population is African American. Do you want me to?
What are you doing to prevent that?
I don't care.
You don't even care.
No.
Oh my God.
Neither do you.
You're part of the problem, Scully.
Well, I might not care, but I'm not quite as flippant about it as you are.
Can't we just get along for once?
I get along with everybody. I wish that more white people were in jail. I'll give you a list. I'll give you people. Throw them in jail. It'll make me happy.
Okay.
You two are on the list. And you just said okay.
As long as I don't have to be cellmates with this jackass.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so Bring Up Father. I like it a lot. Once again, I'm getting the vibe that you guys are a little less than unimpressed.
I'm indifferent. I think Scully did bring up a good point, though. I think there is, and I'm not necessarily about this comic, but I do think people like tend to look at things in the past, and they it's just a nostalgia. And,
of course, yeah.
And I haven't read this. It looks, you know, like, the artwork's okay. It looks very like similar to the other things at the time. I could see why people like it, what you were saying is sort of a cross between, like, you know, Married with Children or something. Like, you know, it's probably a lot of stereotypical storylines, you know, like, much like I Love Lucy, you know, like, you can watch a sitcom today, most of it's been done, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'd give it a 5.
Okay. I can respect what you're saying about the past, that's true, but not necessarily in this case, because this isn't, I mean, yeah, sure, this is a classic strip, but only because it's old. Like, not too many, you don't usually hear too many people talking about it. You know, you don't hear a lot of interviews where people are saying, oh, you know, we love Bringing Up Father. I mean, this collection is the only one I ever really saw.
Yeah, I don't think
I've
ever heard of it.
Somebody decided to put in a collection.
Sure, but so what? I mean, I have a whole bunch of releases from a company called Nostalgia Press, and they're just saying these are old strips, you know? They're not saying that they're better than anything else, but I really like these. I mean, this is a solid strip, and I haven't even gotten all the way through it yet, and I've had it for a while, but I'm going to give this a 9. I mean, this was a good series.
Wow.
Yeah, I really liked it. I mean, it's great. You just really start to love this little bastard, Jiggs. I mean, he just is hating on his wife nonstop, you know? She's always throwing plates at him and shit.
That's got to give you some points for you, Scully.
It's so stereotypical, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, even back then, that was stereotypical.
Yeah, well, he worked it well. All right, anybody got
it? Oh, wait. He didn't give a...
I thought you gave it a... Oh, you didn't rank it yet?
No, he didn't rank it.
Okay, what are you giving it there?
It doesn't really matter what I give it. It's a 3.
A 3? Okay, any FUs?
No, FU to all the people that read this shit. I think that it's good because it's old. Fuck you, people. Get out of the past. Go read an actual book.
I'm going to say fuck you to the people who read it and think it's good only because it's old, too. Because it's good, but not only because it's old. So
I
agree.
I'm not
going to
give anybody an F you, but I will put the idea forth that Scully might, put something out there for us to review sometime. Maybe, you know, maybe write something. You know, you say, like, you know, books, and you say you read a lot. I don't know if that's true.
So you're calling Schoolie on the carpet here. Produce
something. I'm just saying,
something.
I mean, yeah, produce something so maybe we can, you know.
It's comic book haters.
Make a comic book.
Well, I just think that...
Oh, I am comic book.
I just think that, you know, maybe you need to have labor over something to, like, see the pain that some of these artists go through.
Oh, fuck that!
Wow, Umbrella Man is getting philosophical.
Whether
as
it's,
hell
like,
here.
A comic or
a spoken word album,
or...
You think this guy labored over this? Look at him. He's making fun of drunks. And oh wait, hey, let me think real hard about who I can poke fun at that it's okay. Oh, drunken Irish people and their Maggie wives. Isn't her name Maggie?
Yeah.
For fucking Christ's sakes, how much more stereotypical can you get?
His name is Jiggs, like an Irish chick.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I'm gonna say maybe you could put a book of love poetry or haiku, possibly.
Now, Umbrella Man, you struck upon an interesting concept. How about a Schoolie G spoken word album?
I'd buy it.
Any chance of that in the future?
No.
No chance.
I like Schoolie because he's a controversial topic, and although I've often said F Schoolie, that still doesn't, you know, get away from the fact that he's a stand-up guy, and I always want to hear what he has to say.
And speaking of stand-up Schoolie, I understand you do a lot of stand-up spoken word around here. Wouldn't it be easy to just record one of them and put it out as a spoken word album?
I'll do that.
You know how I got to do a chance to rant for a little bit where it was like, 6 minutes of hate from Umbrella Man? I think an upcoming episode, I'd like to hear a little bit of where we give him topic and he hates.
We pretty much, that's what every episode is about.
True, but yeah, but like in a capsule format, you know?
Okay, like a flash round of hating.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in exploring that possibility?
Perhaps, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
this is ridiculous. Would I give this a 3? I take it back. It's a 1.
Okay. Schoolie G, give me a 3 and a 1 for a total of 4 points. And so long, everybody. We've given our FUs and our scores.
Yep.
This is the Comic Book Haters, and myself, DJ Slufus, is here to rock your mics. Anybody else with me today?
Schoolie's here.
And Umbrella Man.
Okay. And we are going to take a look at Checker Book Publishing's Flash Gordon Volume 2. Now, before we take a look through this, fellas, let's get a little bit of your personal backgrounds with Flash Gordon.
I have none.
None at all.
I think I saw the 80s movie that was really, really bad, or maybe late 70s.
I think it was 1980.
Yeah, though. It was right.
Yeah.
With the Queen soundtrack, and although ironically, it had a lot of really like actually good actors in it. Shakespearean actors like Brian Blessed was in it, and Timothy Dalton, who also played Bond.
Yeah.
Actually, had a lot of well-known actors in it, other than Flash Gordon.
Right.
Zarkov was.
I was just going to say.
He was in Fiddler on the Roof. Why can't I think of his name?
Yoshi?
No, it's
Zero Mostel.
No, close. It's something like that. It's got like, I can't think of his name. But anyway, a lot of famous actors.
Well, anyway, yeah, that movie, I saw that when I was a kid. And I actually loved it when I was a kid.
So did I.
And then
very campy.
I didn't pick up on that back then, but I saw it in the 90s. And it was so like, it was almost like a softcore porn in some ways.
Yeah, well, it was De Laurentiis film, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It was campy, but having said that, it was, when you look at some of the artwork in the comic, it's very close to it, you know? I mean, they did a good job of being faithful to the look and feel of it, but still updating it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess I don't really remember the movie too much, but this comic, I just recently purchased, I had the first volume, and I picked up these other volumes to try and get caught up on it. This is the Alex Raymond comic strip from the 1930s, and this is some great artwork.
I mean, I was just flipping through this last time I was hanging out here in the Funny Book Dungeon, and I will say, I will notice, and as you open right up to this page, there's a lot of whipping going on Mongo.
As a matter of fact, I mean, this one panel...
Like, it's like every other page, so somebody's pulling out a whip.
They're all wearing tights and crazy outfits. And
I want to get this.
I kind of like it.
I want to get this one panel.
I mean, look,
like,
you know.
I want to get this one panel turned into like a T-shirt or something. It's like Dale Arden getting whipped by another woman, and she's topless, and you know, it's from the back, and it says like Dale must be taught discipline or something like that. And it's just really crazy.
Isn't it true?
It's true.
Yeah.
A whip is a good way to instill discipline.
It's probably the most effective way.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
It's demeaning and it hurts.
If your
That's
only
true.
Goal is to basically instill discipline in somebody, just
I've never been
whip.
Hit with a whip, but I've been hit a couple times with like a wet towel, like at the beach or something, or the pool. And it hurts.
Boys locker room.
That's where you are. I didn't go there. I said at the beach or in the pool. Places where there's people around, but not in the locker room. There you go. Ooh, look at that, man. I mean,
yeah, guy has a woman in a bikini and a headlock.
Manacles, whips, you know.
I think, there it is.
It's pretty racy for the time, really.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Obedience. Late that night, as Flash tosses in troubled slumber, the Witch Queen teaches Dale obedience. She's just
That's
fucking.
That's a chick.
Right.
Yeah.
Her name's Dale?
Yeah.
Dale Arden. That's his woman.
Fuck, I know.
I like it because it's kind of got like a medieval quality to it, but it's same, like, you know. But it's also very spacey. And
See, I hate that. I hate that.
You hate the old...
Old kinda sci-fi. Like, I just don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
this was looking futuristic then, though, you know?
I know, but...
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of this, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. And, I mean, I know it doesn't make for a good story, but from historically speaking, you got to say, well, this was kind of like the originator of a lot of these concepts and things like that. Like in one of the later ep volumes, it's like they shoot like the Reducto Ray or something like that. Something corny, but you know.
Apple's coming out one of those on the next G5. Yeah, yeah.
The new iMac. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's cool. I mean, it's a very simple kind of like, you know, just continued. This came out every Sunday, but I mean, he was a good artist. You know, really
yeah, definitely.
A good artist.
It's very detailed.
Yeah,
I liken this to Prince fucking Valiant.
It is.
Well, it's very similar.
Artwork is very similar.
Yeah, and not only that,
but this
like
is kinkier.
I got some Prince Valiant collections over there, but this does have dialogue. You'll notice,
yeah.
You know, word balloons, and Prince Valiant did not. But other than that, very similar. Like, you know, Prince Valiant was all done in just exposition underneath the panels. It'll kind of describe. Some people criticize Prince Valiant and say it's not really a comic. It's just like an illustrated story, more or less.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, this, you know, everyone pretty much agrees this is a comic. But yeah, it's from the same era, you know, very, very similar. I always think of them pretty similar, too.
Yeah, it is, art-wise.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a great comic, you know. I can't really hate on Flash Gordon. I mean, this is... Schooly, I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Hey, Schooly hates everything.
Definitely.
I don't know, man. I think it's pretty wild for the time, and... I think the artwork's good. I like the usage of whip.
Yes.
And women in skimpy outfits.
Any comic, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say any comic that has a bitch whipping another naked bitch is at least worth a second glance.
Yeah, and Ming was a pretty good bad guy.
The Yellow Threat, yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit, you know.
The Yellow Menace, I should say.
There's really nothing to fear.
No.
Look, I mean, you know, there again, skimpy outfits.
Yeah, but also, you do mention that the women are wearing skimpy outfits, but you didn't mention that the dudes are, too, and it's kind of creepy.
Probably because I didn't notice that.
Well,
but only
on.
Flash,
it's
really.
It's still creepy.
But it's only really Flash.
If I have to see his package one more time,
okay,
I
but
think
his name is Flash.
The book.
I
mean, I
haven't,
you know?
I've studied these comics. I've never seen his package. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it looks like the, that red, the space dude from, Futurama.
What?
He has that uniform
Zoidberg.
That looks like the captain guy.
Space or Zap Brannigan?
Yeah.
Oh, Zap Brannigan.
Yeah, he has a uniform like that. It's got like shorts. You know, like what the fuck?
It's made of velour.
Yeah, like what the fuck why would you wear shorts in fucking space?
Well, why not?
Might be hot.
First of all, he's not in space.
Well,
he's on the
man.
Planet Mongo.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's in space to me because it ain't here.
Dude, you've got such an Americanized view of the world.
Americanized.
Well, I like it. I think it's really cool.
So,
I think it was pretty ahead of its time.
So let's give this. Schooly, what are you going to rank Flash Gordon Volume 2? This is, for what, 36? 1936 or so?
You know what? It's a 3. You know, you guys let me point something out where you guys kept saying, for its time, it's this. Guess what? We're not in its time. We're in 2006.
Okay.
It sucks.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I wouldn't
come
say it
on,
sucks.
Come on, man. Look.
Okay, a bitch whipping
whip.
A bitch is cool.
Whip.
I agree with that.
Whip.
But
three whips.
Guess what? If I want to see porn, I'll go buy actual
That's
real
porn.
Porn.
It's
I mean,
not porn,
whips.
Man.
Still.
You can't buy porn with bitches whipping one another these days. Believe me, I tried.
Yeah, right.
You
I
look
even
great.
Tried to film my own. I got on
rocking a shirt that looked like that.
I don't
looks,
think
looks
so.
It's a little bit like you, too. Have you shaved a little more?
Yeah, I don't
he
think
He shaved
so.
A little more, I'm
he
saying.
Did, yeah.
Okay, so you're
and
giving this, what,
hair,
a 2? What did you
three.
Say?
3. 3.
Umbrella Man?
I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay. I am going to give this comic... I'm going to give it a 9.
I knew it was going to be ridiculously high.
I love this, man. This shit's great. I mean, I highly recommend Flash Gordon by Checker. I mean, the printing... is not the best, like some of the color. I think that they actually print these off of, they take photos of the actual...
Right, so it's a little faded.
They take it from the page, from
right.
a newspaper, rather than like the original plates. So the printing's not great, but I mean, these things are really cool. I mean, I highly recommend these. If you're... I mean, then again, I love comic strips from the 30s and 40s. I mean, I'm really into that, so I'm going to love this.
Just the 30s and 40s?
Primarily, I mean,
really?
not just 30s and 40s. I like them from all times, but
I agree. If you're into getting bored to tears by a book, pick this one up. You won't be disappointed.
Well, let's face it. I got it off Amazon. I got it for like
school
11
year.
Bucks.
Hate filled man, and
it's true. What kind of hat is that for space?
Okay, I'm
it's
sorry that they're not wearing the. You know, it's a time of war. Okay,
so he's gonna wear a big frilly hat.
What do you mean you make
like
do?
A ponce
you make
and
do
cool
with what
pointy
you can.
Look at, that's not, those aren't cool, man.
They were for him at the time. Okay,
dude, yeah. His henchmen made fun of him for those
okay,
those,
I'll tell you what, Schoolies.
Yeah, and they got whipped. Okay,
5 years from now, people are gonna look at that big woo wear shirt you're sporting. Okay, and
that's a Trojan Man shirt.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
This is the Ottawa Senators.
Whatever. I
it's
thought
a Trojan
it
Man shirt.
It's
so,
a
Schoolie. Let me pass this. all right.
Wait, he was a superhero, right? Trojan Man. He's a superhero,
more or less.
Well, he saves the day a lot
does,
of time.
He
I
does.
Mean,
I've seen that.
Okay.
What are you going to say, Slupus?
I'll bring it up later. It's time for a break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Nancy and...
He didn't know who Little Lotta was. I made a Little Lotta reference on the... let's just assume.
Who?
Little Lotta.
I don't know who the fuck
oh, wait,
Little
this
Lotta
is recording,
is.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. So, we're going to take a look at some of the classic comic strips or favorite comic strips of the past 100 years. You guys aren't predating the Yellow Kid, are you?
100 years.
Well, some of mine are going back.
Oh, fucking A.
I just got done telling you I like ones from the 30s.
I know. You know what we should have said was from in the modern, postmodern era. Like
they all suck.
Like 1950. Oh, for Christ's
1950? As a matter of fact, that is exactly when comic strips started to suck.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I'm going back. I'm old school. I like when cavemen used to do funnies
yeah, exactly.
on the wall. Okay.
I was into it before it was.
Okay, so.
And those guys were the originators and the innovators.
That's true. That's
like,
true.
You know, like,
I'm a big fan of Erg's early work.
Well, I like when, you know, Grog's throwing a spear and he hits his friend in the back.
Well,
and like
well,
when he's trying
man,
to hit a, you know, a
you know, you can
gazelle.
Have the best of both worlds. You can cite Alley-Oop. As your favorite comic strip, you know the.
But I'm not gonna.
Okay.
But I do have three in mind.
Okay.
For our top three each.
So the topic right now for this segment is we've each come up with our top three favorite comic strips of all time. And fellas, I can tell you, it was a damn hard thing for me to pull off. Okay, Schoolie, you didn't hesitate at all. You said, "Boom, I got it."
I had them all three.
Why don't you start us off?
I'll start from least to most.
Okay.
The last one, I mean, number three, that one was my toughest one. Like, was with, you know, what should I include? I knew my top two, definitely.
Okay.
But the last one I wasn't sure about. I'd have to go with Dilbert. I like Dilbert.
Okay.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's like observational humor.
I didn't like it until I worked in an office
exactly.
for 5 years, and then it hit home a lot harder.
Yeah, when
and
I...
And then I didn't laugh, I cried.
Exactly. Before my window washing gig, I worked in a few offices.
You did?
Yep. And so it's definitely...
Did you guys take into consideration, like, the art, or just the gags?
I took enjoyment factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just all told.
Yeah.
Now, do you think on some level, did the art play into that? Like, do
totally.
You enjoy the art
Well, not
Dilbert?
For Dilbert, for me. That, not so much. I mean, but the other two, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Which
you like
are?
The art of the other two.
And this one, this is going to be tough. I think I'm gonna go with number two as Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay.
I love the artwork to that, especially towards the end.
He was a pretty good artist.
Yeah,
I mean, he was okay. He had his style.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't dig his first, like, when it first started so much, the art. But
mm-hmm.
I totally dug it at the end. I love that.
Okay. Now hold on a second. Like, what do you like about Calvin and Hobbes?
I like the continuing storylines.
Okay.
Those are cool. I can dig that.
Yeah, that's a definite factor in my opinion.
And I like the art.
Okay.
I like the whole imaginary friend bit that's not really imaginary, but sort of is.
Sort of like
what
Cappy.
Do you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you mean not really? I mean, he's imaginary, isn't he?
Well,
he has it's a toy.
Yeah.
And then he imagines him alive.
But he's real to him. And you don't even...
But that's
like,
what imaginary means.
But, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, when you see it, you don't even... It's very few and
he's
far...
He's portrayed as a realistic
exactly.
person.
And
yeah.
you never... Like, it's very few and far between. It was early on that you saw him as a... As
Pat,
the imaginary...
Like,
a
toy.
Stuffed toy.
Yeah.
Like,
I like that.
Calvin and Hobbes... And some people say
that.
This about Peanuts, but Calvin and Hobbes always makes me sad.
Why?
But also, the kid's got so many issues.
But also, Calvin and Hobbes, like the philosophers, man. Like, that's a clever,
of course,
clever
that's
name.
What they're named there.
Right, I know, but I mean, it's a clever.
It's exactly. And it is. There were a lot of. I mean, it never was preachy like Peanuts could sometimes get. But, I mean, it did have its moments like that, but it wasn't as bad. And, a lot of people knock the art on Calvin and Hobbes. A lot of people.
I love the art.
But I like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I love it. I mean, he's good. I mean, he's got a style.
Like
it's a little
style.
Derivative, but it's okay.
Why does it make you sad? Because of the issues? But he's always overcoming that. Like, he is living with those. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get serious about comic
I'm not
script,
sad from his perspective, from everybody has to deal with that kid.
Are you a Family Circle fan?
Family Circus?
Circus. Yeah, I said circle, but yeah, circle.
In a sick, perverted way,
paint the eggs,
that.
Jeffy.
yeah, that's what I was trying to
But that's my number two, Calvin and Hobbes, because I like the whole, all of it. I like the art, I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the serialness of it, I don't know how you say it.
And who topped your charts?
Number one.
Coming in at number one on Schoolie G's Top Countdown.
The motherfucking Far Side.
Okay, yeah.
Love that.
You can't argue with that. That's
like,
brilliant.
I mean, it wasn't a serial, you know, but goddamn, I love that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to be a little repetitive here with after Schoolie, but go ahead, say what you're going to say.
Well, because you were going to say Far Side.
I love the art of Far Side.
I think there might be a little bit of consensus here, but go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was, as I ran upstairs to grab a beer during the break, I thought about Far Side, and I thought to myself, that is a great comic, and it's probably, in my opinion, the only comic, I like Peanuts, but it's Far Side is the only comic to come out in the last 50 years. You know, Peanuts started in, I guess, about 50 years ago, but apart from that, the only comic to come out that I actually think is even good at all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Calvin and Hobbes is okay. I'm not a big fan at all, but Far Side is great.
Can I mention one more thing about the Far Side that I really enjoyed before we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those, I mean, they were few and far between, but one of the issues with a lot of people had was that you didn't fucking understand some of them. But,
sure, well.
But, I mean, every now and then.
Yeah, every once in a while.
They fell flat or something. But that's the whole fucking point. The dude was trying something.
Yeah.
It worked most of the time, and every now and then it didn't.
Like,
some of them were pissers.
I'd say like 99% of the time it worked, and the 1% that didn't were just so fucked up.
Exactly.
They worked.
Exactly.
Even though they didn't.
Exactly.
Kind of like, this
what
is fucked
fuck?
Up, but
yeah.
It's still funny.
Don't
you
understand
know?
It.
Well,
but
it definitely had his own sense of humor, and
totally.
I think that's what made it. So.
Yeah. And it went out on a high note. Like Calvin and Hobbes did, also went out on a high note.
Yeah, I definitely respect him just saying enough.
He did.
He never
merchandised his shit, which
Far Side did.
No, Calvin and Hobbes
yeah,
got it.
Yeah,
the Watterson
right.
didn't.
I respect that.
Like, he just didn't want to do it. He was
like,
I don't like it.
Made enough money, you know?
Yeah, well, it ran for a long, long time.
It's not like Peanuts. I mean, I got fucking Charlie Brown toilet paper upstairs.
No. And you know what? Peanuts was on my list, but I just couldn't put it in top three.
You know what? I don't know if it's on my top three or not.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
I got a top three, and I don't think I can put them in order, but
okay.
Mine will be quick. So I'm going to, a little redundant here, but I think I'm in consensus with Schoolie. Far Side, without a doubt, that might be my top. But I'm not gonna rate him in order, but definitely Far Side, genius. You know, one panel and it always made you laugh.
Yeah,
where a lot of strips just go multiple panels, not so funny.
That had to be the toughest part of that. Put it in one fucking panel.
Yeah. They were just so fucking surreal.
Yeah, some of them
just
were
out there.
And again, I'm gonna also go with Schoolie, Calvin and Hobbes, one of my all-time favorites.
Okay.
And for a third, if I had a top 10, it would be a little easier, but I'm going to go, and this might be a little, I got to say, I don't fall off that often, but when I did, I really loved it, Doonesbury. Just because, I mean, you know, in the sense for a while, it was just on the political page, you know what I mean, which is kind of interesting in itself. I always thought it never pulled punches, it was just pretty brutal. I really
totally
liked
respect
it.
That.
And it's a great, it's always current, parried a lot of great things that really needed to be, you know, satirized.
Plus, the guy that was drawing it was nailing Jane Pauley back when she was, you know, pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Who is Jane Pauley?
Newswoman.
Newswoman. Yeah, she's kind of cute, in her day.
Yeah.
But even though it's just top three, those are my top three, I just want to give a couple shout-outs to BC, and I like Hagar the Horrible. They're kind of...
I don't like BC.
I think they're not the greatest, but I always Joy Reid.
You know,
they're not that great.
It's tough. Like, again, those both came out probably in the 60s or
so. The original Hagar.
They're
so
just, I mean,
they're just kind of typical.
They're not funny. I mean, I like them in the same way that you like, I mean, I hate to say this because she's dearly departed, but like the same way you like your grandmother. She's always been there. She's never been mean. She's always just been
nice. That's why I gave runners up. They wouldn't have to be my top 10.
Oh, yeah.
I just
mean,
like,
come on.
While we're talking about strips, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
You want to say that.
Well, I gotta give a couple shout-outs.
Okay, I know you guys are going to jump all over my shit, because, of course, I picked some really old stuff.
Garfield? Come on, please.
Yeah. My number one is definitely Dick Tracy of the 1940s and 50s. Okay, man, first of all, fuck you. You never read it. Dick Tracy.
I've seen them.
You've seen modern Dick Tracy.
I've seen all sorts of them. I've never read them.
Dick Tracy pioneered, like, just fucking, like, just violence in the comic strips. Just the episodic nature of it. He didn't pioneer that, but, I mean, those were just gripping. Like, I mean, just reading those, the way they fucking flow from day to day. And Chester Gould, he didn't plan this out. He used to make it up as he was going along. And I know
that's a point against him, isn't
okay,
it?
Listen, I know I criticized Grant Morrison about that because it just goes nowhere, but his shit is just fucking tight.
Well, he did have a cool wrist radio watch, you know? And cool villains like Dick Face and
Dick Face?
He was a villain, right?
He was a hero. No, but that was just a phenomenal comic strip. If you get a chance to read some of those ones from the 40s or 50s, great stuff. And I'm going to go back even further. Okay? Gasoline Alley.
I know the name, not familiar
with
it.
I've seen those.
Okay, the Sunday strips only. Okay, you know what?
Holy you fucking
okay,
nerd.
Okay, you
nerd.
Know what?
I call it right. Nerd.
I'm going to take that off. I definitely stand by that, but I'll take it off my list.
I knew he was going to say it, too. I knew it.
Gasoline Alley?
I did, yeah.
It's some of those Sunday strips were works of art, man. They are beautiful.
I want to pick you for more like a Brenda Starr fan or something.
Mary Worth.
Okay, all right. You know what? I can't narrow it down to three.
Come on, nerd, just pick three.
Okay. Thimble Theater? With Popeye?
I don't even fucking know what
Easton
that is.
Cigar?
Dude, he's making up dropping shit now. He's name checking all this shit.
What about Opus or
Opus? What was Opus?
You mean
Bloom County, yeah.
God.
Nah.
I fucking forgot Bloom
too late.
County.
Too late.
Shit!
Bloom County.
What about Shu?
You guys.
Or Curtis.
I will tell you this. Curtis is the worst comic.
Oh, come on. They're
worse.
What about the Boondocks?
Yeah, well, no, the Boondocks is
Boondocks, I never really
read
that.
I'm surprised
you
don't like the Boondocks if you like Doonesbury.
Yeah,
sort of like
I saw like
I thought
one,
about getting one of those Boondocks collections. I never read.
I don't
read the comics anymore.
A Comic Book Haters fan supplied me with a BitTorrent to the Boondocks Christmas special.
I didn't see that.
It was pretty messed. It was okay.
I've seen one episode of it.
I have like
it
four
had some
of
funny
them,
parts.
Yeah.
But I only watched one.
Mrs. Schooley is a fan of the Boondocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some, and I thought about downloading them or purchasing them, but probably downloading them and watching them, but I haven't gotten around to it. Okay, I'm definitely going with Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw Farsight on my list. I mean that's a work of genius.
Sure.
And I mean, if I can't put anything that you guys you know,
Bailey?
Beetle fucking Bailey.
I do like Beetle Bailey.
What about Little Abner? I know you have a thing for the schmo.
I do. Little Abner is I definitely like it, but I think it's a little overrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, man. I'll tell you what. That's cool. I'm surprised. You would like Dick Tracy if you didn't abhor all things comic strippy.
Dude, I just told you three fucking comic strips that I absolutely love.
And I agree with two of them.
Yeah. Fuck
so
you.
We're in the moral majority here.
Yeah, exactly.
Or majority.
The
I don't
majority.
Know about moral.
The immoral majority.
Yeah, so,
amoral.
Okay, I'll put a...
Get two.
I got two.
Dick Tracy and Farsight. Come on, man, you're holding up.
Okay, I'm gonna limit mine to modern era. Okay, and I'll put Peanuts on there.
All right.
Okay,
wow.
Because Peanuts, I think, like, you know, you have some of those collections, right?
Yeah, I got all of them. I think, yeah.
Okay. at the point where the collections are, nah, they're okay. They're cool, but I'm not a fan of comic strips that are. I don't like punchline comic strips. I like ones that are episodes. You know, I love when, like, in the 60s, when Charles Schulz hit his just stride. Remember the storyline where Charlie Brown ran away? You ever read that one?
My favorite one is his baseball head.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was great. When he had summer camp and he had that rash that looked like a baseball stitching on his head.
I mean, when he hit that peak where he was just, it was a story going on.
Fire.
I mean, I want to come back.
But they still had good punchline ones, though.
They were punchlines within a story.
Yeah, but I mean, even ones that he had that were one-offs, they were not that bad.
Mm.
I mean, I like I said,
you
I
mean the early ones,
even some of the later ones. I mean, not as late as like the last 20 years.
Well, I will say this: the end of his life, when he just started getting senile, and some of those, I love those ones.
There's some okay ones.
Oh, they don't make any sense at all.
Kind of like the later Gumbies when they were all really psychedelic.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
I'll tell you what though, this must say something. If Schooley, the only three real comic book collections, hardcover, that he has are
Peanuts.
Why am I talking about myself in the third fucking person?
Fuck Schooley.
He's a dick. The only three comic book collections that I have that are hardcover are
Farside,
Calvin and Hobbes, and Peanuts.
What do you have, that complete Farside?
Yeah,
they are.
Miss Schooley purchased that for me two Christmases ago.
Now,
Miss Schooley got me the...
She's quite the comic book lover. Maybe she should come down here.
I was flipping through the Calvin and Hobbes one.
Point counterpoint.
Oh, Umbrella Man. What's it? Father Umbrella Man. Want her on there?
Well, I think that might be like a spin-off show. We can, you know,
the significant others of the comic book.
Yeah, point counterpoint.
Now, the Calvin and Hobbes. That's pretty much just the strips, right?
It's everything.
Every strip.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's not a lot of like supplemental material.
I don't think so. Yeah.
How about what is that? The Ultimate Farside?
Yeah.
It's
about 200 pounds, both of them.
And the Calvin Hobbes, I don't know if you know about this. He probably didn't tell you, but there's an issue where Spaceman Spiff goes into another dimension and he fights the Hulk.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Spaceman Spiff wins.
Wait a minute.
He's making it up.
Yeah, man. I was saying, must be.
I had you going for a
minute. Yeah, what the hell.
Suckers.
Yeah.
It was Gay Hulk, though.
And they weren't fighting.
It's always got to be Gay Hulk.
Okay, so that's a look into our favorite comic strips. And quite frankly, I really had to dumb it down for these guys.
Dumb it down.
I mean,
Dilettante. Look that up.
Listen, man.
I agree. I like the Peanuts. That would have been on my list, too, in the
Peanuts.
Top 10.
Yeah,
I'll
definitely
my top three. In all honesty, there's no fucking way Peanuts would make my top three comic strips of all time.
Well, you didn't have to dumb it down for us,
man.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I did.
Name check like you want
to
do.
If anything,
I'm not trying to name check,
I went highbrow by saying Dudesbury.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I mean, because it wouldn't be any fun. I could talk about shit you never fucking heard of. Like Polly and Her Pals, you know what that is?
I like Thomas Nast political cartoons.
I do.
So do I.
Some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be any fun to talk about this shit. You know, I mean, I was pushing it with fucking Gasoline Alley. You know, you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, this is, you know, it's pop culture from the beginning of time to now.
Okay. I like the Yellow Kid. That's my number one, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Fuck him. All right, anyway, that's our comic strips. Schooley, how would you rate your favorite comic strips?
I just rated them.
They're
the top three. They gotta be tens.
Yeah, exactly.
I
want to
hear you give something a 10.
Tens.
All right, Umbrella Man?
Tens.
And I'm going to give mine about an 8.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
I'm giving you an 8.
I'm giving the classic era of Dick Tracy a solid 10.
Oh, God.
Okay, try and grab the Celebrated Cases of Dick Tracy. That's a great book.
Yeah, or don't. It doesn't matter.
See you in the funny papers, kids.
Thanks for listening once again to the Comic Bookaders. Be sure to check out our fantastic, fabulous forum at www.bentcorner.com/CBHF. We'll see you there, fellow haters.